But I did want to ask you, like, the complementary, obviously, of motherhood, like, what the role of the mother, like, what you consider the role of the mother is in the family.
Well, mother kind of sets, well, I feel like the dad sets the tone, but the mother has to keep the tempo going. And something that I feel like I've learned the hard way is that my temperament, my kind of disposition can really affect how everyone else is doing. So just taking that role seriously of keeping things moving smoothly and being even keeled and knowing that you are kind of everybody's support system, but that that's such a gift, you know, that you have a crying child, they run to you, you pick them up, they stop crying, that,
ideally.
You know, ideally, it doesn't always happen, but you're like, it's such a blessing to be able to be your safe place, you know, I don't know, it's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of patience, but all things we all need to grow in, and I don't really know how I could have a chance to get to heaven without it, so, you know.
What's the one thing that you love most about your wife?
Oh, what do I love most about my wife? I think she suffers well, and I think any great saint, any great Catholic embraces that suffering, and Isabel grew up playing many sports, so I don't know if she got it there. We're trying to figure out how to instill that in our daughters. Obviously, with the sons, I can, you know, push them, but with the girls, I do want them to be able to suffer well and push through, because you might have 3 crying babies and you're cooking dinner and you're cleaning, you're doing all this stuff, and I'm trying to help out, but as we talked about, I'm not there in the home as much. So being able to embrace the sufferings that come along with being a mother and juggling that well, that is something that I have just admired in Isabel, and I'm so thankful to have her as my wife. And I know your audience probably knows the love languages, but my number one love language is acts of service. So when I come home to a clean house and the children are fed and they're dressed well, I really appreciate, and I feel like she's doing that to allow me to be at my very best so I can come home. And again, like we've talked about, educate and inform the children.
That's right.
I don't have to be in the nitty gritty. I can spend that quality time that I have in the evening, you know, being present with them and helping them be formed.
Yeah, fantastic. So let me ask you one more question. I'll let other people go. But I have a daughter. I want her to be raised as a virtuous woman, to aspire to holiness. What do you give advice to young ladies looking to start dating or looking for a man? Like, what should they be looking for?
You need somebody to lead you. You know, it doesn't really matter if you're able to be an independent woman and make your own decisions. You need somebody to lead you, because you can't get to heaven by yourself. And as women, that's really not our role. You know, our role is to kind of fill in behind the man and keep things going in the background. You know, you need somebody who's willing to step up and pursue you and sacrifice for you. So if someone's not willing to do that, they're not the right one.
Also, yeah. I think, not to do your job, but what do you think young men need to hear? Because there's so many young women that we know that are struggling to find young men that can lead them. Do you have any advice for the young men?
Yeah, what's the advice?
I feel like you can't be afraid to shoot your shot. You know, you can't be afraid to be bold, because we feel like we live in a society where we have our comforts, we're afraid of rejection, we're afraid of doing something wrong. It's like, you're already a single man. What's worse? You're going to stay a single man? You know, I think it's hard. You have to maybe take it upon yourself to grow in masculinity, even if you didn't have a good example in your home or you didn't have that around. You have to make that choice, you know, and luckily we have the saints to teach us a lot. And Harrison tries really, really hard to be a good example for young men. I think he does an excellent job. So I think just finding somebody that you can, that can push you to be better and know that you have to be the leader. You know, it requires a lot, and it's not for the faint of heart, but it's what it's all about. So
it's worth pursuing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the happiest days of my life have been being married and being a mother, and I can't imagine still being 31 and not having that. You know, that's so sad to me, and I don't want that for anybody. You know, being in your vocation, it's everything. So that has to be the priority. You know?
Guys, thanks for being a great example.
Yeah,
great talking to you.
Thank you. Great to talk to you as well. God bless.
Thank you so much.